Next patient is Cornell James, James Cornell. He was born /5/30/23. He's a 102-year-old gentleman who's being evaluated today for end-stage dementia. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. He weighs less than 120 pounds. He suffers from hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux. I'm sorry, his date of birth is 5/15/40. So it's not 23. 5/15/40. So he's a 84-year-old gentleman. Sorry. Fix that for me. His current medication includes aspirin, 81 milligram once a day, amlodipine, 5 milligram a day, triamcinolone cream, PRN, Flonase as needed, atorvastatin, 10 milligram a day. He also takes pantoprazole, 40 milligram a day, valsartan 80 milligram a day, and that's it. Last hospitalization was a few months ago. Prior to that, he had prostate surgery. He has a history of memory loss consistent with Alzheimer dementia. He also suffers from glaucoma, hypertension, high cholesterol, urge incontinence, urinary urgency, high cholesterol, BPH, status post surgery for his BPH, lung nodule, tobacco abuse in the past. He's not smoking at this time. Dilatation of thoracic aorta, tortuous aorta, hypertensive heart disease, history of COPD, related to tobacco abuse, LVH, thoracic aortic aneurysm, 4.2 centimeter, urinary frequency, transurethral resection of prostate, recurrent UTI, post-procedure bulbous urethral stricture, atherosclerosis of his aorta, chronic systolic heart failure, and immunodeficiency period. Oh, change that. Patient is a former smoker, has had over 100 years of smoking in the past, tobacco use years in the past. Surgery as above, medical problems as above. Also under surgery, put down colonoscopy. Also, I said excision or an ulcer from his stomach and upper GI endoscopies related to GI bleed. Vaccination is up to date. Family history doesn't know what mom and dad passed away with. He thinks they died of old age. Review of the records from 5/23/2024 indicates that patient has had a history of ongoing dementia for some time. He is now bowel and bladder incontinent and requires help with ADLs, has significant memory loss. He doesn't know how to eat. His wife has to feed him. His CT scan of the brain has demonstrated severe atrophy consistent with dementia. Let's see, no other lesions noted within the brain. His weight loss has been progressive, most likely related to his dementia. Assessment, 84-year-old black gentleman with history of dementia has definitely taken a turn for worse. High risk of fall, only ambulating small, a few steps at a time, only with the help of his wife of 35 years, Miss Willie, Wlie May Rambo, Rambo. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, has a history of hypertension. Oh, by the way, his vital signs. Well, I don't know if I did his vitals. Hang on. He has many other issues, including thoracic aneurysm, BPH, hypertension, and other comorbidities that puts him at a high risk of death, most likely within the next 6 months. Let's do a vital. Let's do an exam on him. 117 over 76, 98%, 83. A febrile. Heart pulses, small pulses, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, distant heart sounds noted, lungs, distant lung sounds, shallow breath sounds, abdomen scaphoid, lower extremity, severe muscle wasting noted about the lower and upper extremity and the temporal region. Okay, so that's his exam, and you already have the assessment in there.
Okay.
That's good. Thank you.